It's not every day we get to sit down with the head coach, so we have one today. We're going to take advantage of it. After you pull apart 2016 to get ready for 2017, what are the couple of things or themes that you'll take with you in the next season to help you get better?
Well, actually, Mike, we're still in the process of doing a lot of it. I mean, we're grinding very, very hard on everything that we've done, schemes, personnel. We're starting to work on the draft now. But, you know, I think, you know, when you go back and look at the season, some of the things, you know, we finished 8-8, which is disappointing, and that's probably a good thing, you know, that we're not happy to be where we are. And, you know, there's an old saying that the first step in going somewhere is deciding you're not going to stay where you are. But, you know, we feel like there was 3-4 games, maybe more, that we should have won this past season that we didn't get done. And so we're trying to figure out every possible way that we can correct those mistakes. Inside the 5-yard line on both sides of the ball was not very good. We've got to do a better job there. Obviously, we've got to score more points offensively. I believe that's going to start with number one in the run game, number two, protecting the quarterback. We didn't get enough negative yardage plays versus the runs defensively this year. So I think, you know, if you're going to talk about 4 or 5 things right off the top of my head, that would be those.
You've called Sam Bradford's season remarkable. Can you explain in your mind why it was impressive?
Well, I just think all the things that he went through. You know, we've had 5 left tackles playing. He comes in the week before the season, has to learn teammates, has to find a house, has to find, you know, his wife has to meet people. He was a newlywed at that. And then, you know, just finding places to get around the building, let alone learn a new offense, learn new terminology, learn new teammates, learn new coaches. So I just think through the whole course of everything that he did was really pretty remarkable.
I don't know, maybe it was once or twice or 3 times that you coached against him before, you know, he was on your team. So are you surprised that he played as well as he did?
Yeah, you know, I'm surprised. I don't know how many times I really actually played against him. I know my first year here, we're getting ready to play St. Louis, and he got hurt. Mm-hmm. So I don't remember back then. But I do know that he was a lot tougher person. You know, he took a lot of shots that we hope he doesn't have to take again. But he took a lot of shots. And so I learned that about him, how tough he really is. And then the other thing is how bad he really wants to win. You know, some of those games, I can remember him and I sitting down afterwards and talking about some of the things. It was just eating him up.
A big thing was they say we can't do this and we can't do that and we can't do that. And then the Vikings did all those things. With Sam, it was he can't stay healthy and he can't rise above mediocre play around him. He played in every game you asked him to, stayed healthy. And he had his best season, despite what you talked about up front with the offensive line and some of the turmoil there.
Yeah, he's a terrific thrower. We'd like to have him move just a little bit more in the pocket because I think that helps the offensive line some. And he did that toward the end of the year, and I think that added to his effectiveness. He's a good guy. He's a tremendous athlete. You know, he's. I sat down with him, which, you know, everything was so hectic when he came in, I didn't get a chance. But I said, did you play basketball? Well, he was a heck of a basketball player. He can go out and shoot par now. He won the Heisman Trophy. I mean.
So he's good at everything.
He's good at everything.
Yeah. What do you expect from Pat Shurmur? You named him offensive coordinator. So obviously he has a great relationship with Sam. But aside from that, what do you expect from Pat and the offensive staff?
This offseason I've sat in more at the offense than I have any prior offseason there is. It's been very good hearing the different opinions of the coaches in there. It's been extremely insightful for me and able to sit in there and give opinions and talk about the way defenses do things. And Pat and I have a really a good relationship as far as our communication. And, I think we have a healthy respect for both people's ideas. And so I think that part has been good. Saying that, we've got to run the football a lot better than we did. I think that was part of the problem. You know, we had way too many negative yardage runs. So we have to run the football better than we did.
There is so much in free agency, fool's gold a lot of times. Not Linval Joseph. That's an example of a free agent signing that turned out great, huh?
Yeah, Linval, you know, he's such a great kid and a great player that, you know, we knew he was good, but we didn't know he had the opportunity to be as good as he can be. And he still can be a lot better. And that's the great thing about getting some of these guys that can add to your team.
For a few years with Xavier, it was, you know, he's pretty good, but no one's really talking about him, or no one really knows how good he is or how good he could be. But now people know who Xavier is now. So now what's the approach with Xavier? And you seem to be very good at motivating players and finding ways to motivate them. So what is it with him now?
Well, the good thing about Xav is that, you know, number one, he's a tremendous athlete. You know, everybody I talk to says, you know, when they see him in person, they say, man, this guy is, you know, he's tall, he's thick, he's got long arms, and he can really run. But the thing that he progressed the most, in my opinion, this year is, number one, he caught the ball, okay, which he wasn't a great ball catcher in the past. But so that allowed him to get interceptions, which allowed him to get the Pro Bowl and notoriety and things like that. But Xavier had a tendency in the past of, you know, each day was kind of a new day, and now I think he's starting to understand the system a little bit more. He's able to rely on his athletic ability a little bit more instead of thinking about his assignments and the things he had to do. And I think because he feels comfortable in the system and what we're asking him to do, that he can continue to grow.
So you are hands on it, get your hands dirty during this part of the off season with the scouting reports and the free agency and all of that. It's not for you. You guys handle that. Let me know when practice starts.
Yeah, no.
Is that different for you because you're a head coach now?
Well, being around the offense and a little bit more of the scouting stuff, you know, scouting offensive players, that's different. But it seems like we've been grinding a lot more. You know, in the mornings I sit in with the offense. Afternoons I sit in with the defense. I guess maybe I feel like we're grinding more. I feel more responsibility of fixing this 8-8 than I have, yeah. You know, when we're 11-5, I guess. And, you know, that probably a human nature fault that I had a year ago. Maybe I didn't do enough in this at this time of year.
The combine's coming up. So do you look at that as I got to do all the media and we got to walk a million miles every day? Or do you look at the combine and it's like it's time to dig into these draft kids?
Well, a little bit of both. you know, the do have to do a little bit of the media stuff, mm-hmm. but the walking doesn't bother me. But, you know, it does get up there sitting long, and the drills go so fast that you don't get to see everything that you really need to see from where you're at. You know, I'm a tape guy anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, like you were talking about the reports on the players. You know, we read the reports, but I'm looking at the tape. What I'm looking for is that next athlete who hasn't reached his ability, his potential yet, that we can take to the next level. You know, I'm always looking for guys with athletic ability.
How's the Mike Zimmer Foundation going?
It's going good. We've actually got a football camp coming up where we're giving free football to 300 kids. So it should be a lot of fun.
All right. Thanks for your time. Good luck the rest of the offseason.
Thank you.
All right.